Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is, he died, he was buried, he rose again the third day, and in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God in us, unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Got that? Anybody pay attention to that in the religious community? Probably not. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering the sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. We left off earlier today talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I shared with you, that was a video up, and you can look at it, listen to it, watch it. But I ended up at a place where I said, now I need to investigate more and know more about this baptism in the Holy Spirit. I didn't just receive anything that came down the road. I was not really excited about anything that might be religion. Not a bit, that's for sure. But I did meet a group of people in Chicago in June 1970, and some of them seemed sober and dedicated and not emotional, and that encouraged me. There were too many of them too emotional to suit me. But I thought, well, I got to look into this. So I go back and I study more about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We spoke earlier today from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, that the Holy Spirit was an earnest of our inheritance. After we believed the gospel, which is the gospel of our salvation, that's when we got born again, got saved. After that, there's a second experience, and it's called baptism in the Holy Spirit. So we want to talk about that in the next few minutes, and I want to share a few personal things about the Holy Spirit in my life. First, I'd like for Kathy D to read from the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 9, I think, through 13. Would you read, please?
Sure. Verse 9, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
I went over those verses and many more in the New Testament. And I went over them with a fine-tooth comb. I was looking for anything that might say, you don't want this, you don't need this, this is not for you. But I couldn't find it. But I did find some things that were amazing to me. Probably the most alarming was Jesus said that your Father, being evil, knows how to give good gifts Oh, that didn't make me completely happy. Because you think, or would think, there'd be something good about every person. No, not so. Every human being is evil. That is God's word. That's what God says. I think it's Galatians 3, maybe 1, maybe 3, chapter 1, verse 3, talks about this evil generation. I'm not sure that's right, but I think it is. Somebody might look and see. Save yourself from this evil generation. Evil. Isn't that amazing? So, if you're going any place with God, you're going to have to humble yourself and acknowledge that God's word is truth. It was not a vision of the translators. This Bible has been tried for years, many years. Many years. And don't forget that. And stood the test of time. I know of no book that has stood the test that the Word of God has stood and remains true. None, I know of none. But the Word of God is truth. In the book of Isaiah, it says the grass withers and the flower faded, but the Word of God endures forever. Endures forever. See, you people that teach the Old Testament, God was one way in the Old Testament and another way in the new. That's a lie. That's a lie. Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Word of God endures forever. Now, there's some words of the Lord, the Word of God, that does away with certain scripture for righteous. For the righteous. See, you have to know how to read the Bible, and you have to read it with humility and your heart set on the truth. So the Holy Spirit was that to me was the wildest thing that I could imagine, that I could speak in a language that I had not learned. I just couldn't accept that. But the Bible said so. And so I struggled greatly. You know, I was probably one of these people, and I'm sure I'm talking to somebody, maybe a million. Who knows? This ministry touches a lot of people, and it's available to the whole world live. But I was one of those people that had more confidence in the devil than I did God. And I had fear, and I didn't want the devil to give me anything. Yet he had given me a lot. But I overcame enough fear that I could finally start believing that the baptism in the Holy Spirit was for me. It says, ask, you receive. Knock. And it should be given. Knock and be open. Ask, and it shall be given. Amazing. Kathy, read those three. Verse 9. You got them?
Right. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you.
Right.
Seek, and you shall find.
Seek, there it is in your mind.
Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
Right. All three of those, important. About the baptism, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have to ask, you have to seek, you have to knock. And to seek is in humility. Sit down before God with a will, your will set on, I'm going to receive. I'm going to receive. And God will meet you where you're at. He'll do it. And notice, if you ask for what? Repeat this. I haven't read these in years.
For everyone that asketh, receiveth.
Right.
And he that seeketh, findeth. And him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?
Whoa. If you ask bread from your father, your earthly father, will he give you a rock, a stone? Well, I wouldn't want to live with him, Mom. But no, he wouldn't do that. What's next?
Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent?
Right, see? If you ask your father, earthly father, for a fish, he won't give you a snake, a serpent. You know, I hate to tell you what is in my heart, but today, men are so depraved. The human race is in such a disarray, such a mess, there's no telling what they might give you. And that's frightening. What's next?
Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?
See, if you want an egg from your earthly father, he won't give you a scorpion. Now let's read the next verse.
If you then, being evil.
Look at this. If you then, being evil. We, being evil, know what? How to give good gifts?
Know how to give good gifts unto your children.
Right.
How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
That's a promise, guaranteed. So, it took me several weeks, really, studying, considering things that I should not have considered. But it was amazing. And one night, about 12:30, I determined I am going to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I was in an apartment, a leased apartment. Pat, my first wife, who's in heaven, was with me. And we were in bed about 12:30, I said, I am going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit tonight, with evidence of speaking in other tongues. And let me just, well, I said to her, I need, you know, sometimes I just don't want to be around anybody. You ever been that way? Huh? Yeah. I don't want anybody near me. And I said, would you go get me a glass of water, which I probably rarely ever did. And she went to get me the glass of water. And I was sitting in bed, and all of a sudden, it was about 3 inches high, 8 inches, I'd say, maybe a little longer, plastic board, meter board, whatever you call it. It had words written on it, and I could tell. I knew that I can't read Japanese, can't read Chinese, but I can know most of the time which one is Japanese, which one's Chinese. And these appeared to be Chinese words, and this thing floated right in front of me. I went like that and started speaking in tongues. Just go shiang gadi bide holoskanda bia. There would be some of you say, this is not God. This is not God at all. This is not Jehovah. This is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is not the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I would say to you, this is my Father speaking through this servant by the Spirit of God. And humble yourself and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do you know what God knew about you? Oh, you don't speak in tongues unless you interpret. You know the Bible, but you don't know God. God knew that. That came to me immediately. So, those of you that want to receive, I'm going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the power that raised Christ from the dead, burial, resurrection, fall on these people in the name of Jesus. And everyone that will receive the word, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I give you praise and honor, and they'll magnify God in Jesus' name. Amen.